Oh, there we go. Okay, I got it. We gotta push that button now. Hold on.
We gotta push the next button. Hold on. All okay. Right, now we're ready.
Okay. You're what? I got 9:30 now.
Should we give Sean the no?
Go.
All right. Seeing as how I am vice pres, I guess we'll call this meeting to order at.
I have 9:30.
At 9:30. Can we all stand for the pledge of
allegiance? You want to do roll call first?
Roll call.
Here to help you, Jason.
Thank you. Every meeting's a little different. It's,
yep.
Roll call. Sean Geezy. Not here yet. Wilma.
Here.
Stacy.
Here.
Jason here. Randy.
Not here.
Not here. Okay, with that, let's all stand up for the pledge. Can you guys see the flag? Do we have a flag? Mm-hmm. Would you like to lead us on this?
No.
Wow. All right. Okay, three, one, two, three.
Allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible. Liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the agenda.
I motion to approve.
Stacy motion.
I'll second.
Stacy first. Second. Roll call vote. Sean absent. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason, hi, and Randy is absent. There he is. You're just in time to take over, buddy. We're on action items. Sean Geezy is here at 9:33 and taking over.
Thank you.
Sorry, everybody. Item four, action items. Discussion and possible approval of high school basketball tournament overnight trip. Do we have a motion to approve?
I motion.
We have a second. I'll second. Sherry, did you get all your questions answered?
I did. Okay. Is Nikki there in the room with you?
She is. She's behind us.
Okay. Do you have any questions maybe for her?
Anybody have any questions? Okay.
Not so much questions, just discussion time.
Yeah.
Well, we've been joining the schools right now for a couple of years as far as the sports goes. What do we think about maybe in the future working a little closer with the athletic director if we're going to have both schools combined? I'm not saying start a committee or an ad hoc or anything like that, but if we're going to be doing this in the future to make things easier on field trips and such, maybe some kind of a, I don't know, I don't want to start a committee over it.
So actually, Vicki and I communicate frequently when things come up.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so we do have that open line of communication.
Oh, good, good.
I just learned about I was actually seeing the policy paper when it was being announced. But we did talk about it.
So the, I guess the point is, did it just come up late to where you can do the paperwork, or you just didn't know?
I actually did a week in advance this time.
Yeah, she knew a week prior this time when the schedule was, and then she communicated with me. But by that time, it was like the, it was a weekend, and so it was like the day of your board meeting. So that's when we were notified.
Okay.
And the Princeton game is actually a makeup game, and you're actually fortunate enough to try to make up.
Yes, the Princeton is a makeup game, and their schedule is busy, and our schedule is busy after this week. Mm-hmm. So they just asked if we could just put it in there, so then we wouldn't have to drive all the way back down, or, you know, we're going to be there. So we're already there, so we just said, okay, let's do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So then, Nikki, I just have a question that I was wondering. So I know because it's three different games at three different places, so you kind of centralize yourself. So is this the only away games, or will you have any more away games this year?
No overnight games. No overnight games.
Though. But you have a few away
we
games.
We have Westwood.
Is that your only left away game?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
But if we didn't do it like this, we would have to go back down and play. But we also made Thursday game at 4 o'clock, so we're not fighting the weather. It's supposed to be clear, but I don't want us to be fighting the weather. So now our game will get over by 6 instead of getting us home by 1 or 2 due to the weather. We'll get home by like 10, 11. It takes us about 6 hours to drive home, because we did that Oroville tournament last year, and it took us 8 hours to get down there.
Is that one of the things I think has to happen is when you get the schedule, and Nikki, you mentioned that you would start going to those meetings so that you could be in on them at the start. When you have the schedule, if you can work with Misty so that we can get the board to pre-approve what we know are going to be overnight trips, and then we can finalize it as it gets close to who's driving and where they're staying and all that kind of thing, that would probably... I think make things smoother also.
Yes.
And if you guys apply for anything or even think something's coming up, you know, it would be helpful to know, because I would rather have an item on the agenda and then say that canceled or it didn't come through than to have this situation where we're so late in getting it done.
So we did have a question about that. So with those overnight games, if we, you know, when we do them at the beginning, and do we need to give if we give an exact date and the dates change somewhat, Mrs. Morgan, would they actually have to go back before the board, or could you still take it within?
So I think the board would allow me to make it okay and then just report to them afterwards that the date actually changed.
Okay.
So I think it's more, you know, we're heading this way on or about this date. And I even think when you get the schedule, you won't know who the driver is. So that'll be a later in the process piece also. And again, I feel pretty comfortable being able to go over those forms with you, Misty,
okay.
You know, because you're filling those out with Nikki, and you know who's been fingerprinted, you know all those pieces, and who can drive the Long Valley van, which is the case this time, somebody who's fingerprinted and often drives the Long Valley van. So that all works out nicely.
Okay.
The only suggestion that I have, just so that we can understand better, and I asked it before the meeting started, is just to include like both schools, because this, when we just read it as a board, it looks like you're taking two people. And there's one chaperone and two people, but that's not really what's happening.
I know that
we would know that, understand it.
Okay, so we might have to have a separate form or something for that, because I don't.
Well, maybe just in the itinerary, just identify that it's a basketball team, and there's 6 kids from Herlong and 2 kids from Long Valley.
That makes sense.
And then in the so that we know what the ratio.
Okay.
Because when we just look at this, the ratio looks like it's 2 kids to 1 chaperone.
Yeah.
Or 2 chaperones.
Well, and it kind of is on our part. It is a 2-to-1 because.
Right, but that's not really what's going to be happening in the van and the apartment and all of that.
Well, no, in the van, it's only our two with our one driver.
See, and okay.
And they're all in the same bedroom.
Okay.
Our kids. So that is, in fact, that was
okay. So it is. So it's just our 2 kids in a 4-bedroom apartment.
They have 1 bedroom.
Though. Okay. But yes. Okay. Yes.
No, your point is well taken, Wilma. Yes. To at least give you the clue of what it's looking like. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Discussion. Okay, we're gonna vote. We'll do it by roll. Sean, aye. Wilma,
aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Randy absent. Motion passes. We're adjourned at 9:40.
There's that NASCAR I knew we were going
to
get.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for coming together to do this. Have a great trip, Nikki. I hope it's smooth sailing.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for driving all the way over here.
I have a couple of people that don't have a